Blog Talk Radio.
Party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
People, everybody know it's time to go hog wild. Give me a hell yeah on that. This is Chris Chadwick in the house tonight. We ready to let the smoke roll for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke, brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. Man, I'm glad to be here, happy to be here, ready to talk barbecue tonight. It's American Royal time again. We've got people all over the country headed to Kansas City to have a big old showdown, a big cook-off, and they're going to just have one big hog wild, hey, oh yeah, great time. And we wish them all the very safest trip traveling to and from the American Royal. We wish them all the best of smoke. We want them all to put their best meat out there, turn it in. Wish you all the very best because, man, that's a huge competition. It's just, I can't imagine just knowing how much electricity is in the air. You know there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of barbecue teams everywhere. I mean, the smoke will start rolling. They're going to have all kind of festivities. I mean, it's just one big show, and I just really wish them all the very best. You know, that is a big old barbecue superstars. Hell yeah, right there. Oh, hell yeah. We just happy for them being there. I wish them all the best. And I'm just, like I say, I'm glad to be here, excited about doing the show. I love doing this show, have done it for over a year. Barbecue Superstars is a wonderful lineup of shows all during the week, bringing you barbecue talk from all over the country, different regions, and trying to get you involved. We want people listening. We want people calling in. That's my main objective. I don't know what else to do, but just keep inviting you to call in, listen in, and let's just keep the smoke rolling and just have a good time. You know, we love talking barbecue. Anything, everything, barbecue is what it is. You know, I just like I say, I just don't know what else to do. We love to talk barbecue. We have a great time doing it, and we've got a lot of people that call in that have the passion, that have that smoke in their veins. It's flowing through them. You know, they just love talking barbecue. They love going and competing. They love the fellowship. They love the competition aspect of it, the sportsmanship of it. It's just, you know, you can just look at it. It's got a lot of value to it. There's a lot of values instilled in barbecue competitions, barbecue competitors, the teams out there. You know, they work hard, put a lot of sweat and tears in it, a lot of pain into and staked into going and competing. You know, they do it week in, week out. It costs them money on top of money, and we all know what that is. That's a labor of love. We love to do it. And just God bless all of you. I tell you what, it's just a lot of work, but when you miss a competition, you think, why did I miss that competition? I hated missing that one. I can't wait for the next one. Doesn't matter if you go and you're first or you're last, you're ready to go do it again and better your cook. It doesn't matter. You can be grand champion many times over and go to a cook and not even get a call. That's how it works. We've all been there. We've all done that. And it can happen time and time again. But what keeps us going back for the next competition is the thrill of it all. And, you know, I wish that I was able to go do more and travel more. It's just unfortunate. You know, there's a lot of us. It's just small town, small teams. We live in small towns, and we can't do all that. But we sure are proud of our brothers and sisters out there that are doing it, and they're at the Royal. We hope to have some callers call in tonight from the American Royal, guys and gals that's going to, if they're sitting here listening on their phone as they're going to the Royal, I wish they would call in and give us the old shout out. Just say, what's up? Hell yeah, we on the way to the Royal. It doesn't matter. We just love to hear from people. We love to hear from you all over the country. There's no ulterior motive. There's no secret into this, we do barbecue because we love it, and that's the bottom line. I'm doing this show because I love doing it. There's people out there tell me all the time they enjoy the show, but man, that makes me feel great that I'm actually doing something worthwhile. It's just a personal thing for me. I love to do this. I love to talk. I love to meet new people. That's the same thing we do at every competition we go to. The majority of us are outgoing and want to meet and make new friends. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's part of life. That's what we all need to do. And, you know, we could just go on and go on and go on about talking about our values and the things we love about competing. There's just many, many things that we could talk about. And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk hopefully to some people headed to the Royal. We're going to talk barbecue with anybody that wants to call in. The number to call, same number it's always been. Write this number down. Memorize it. Put it in your phone. Speed dial. This is the number to call to talk to a barbecue superstar and become barbecue superstars, because we all are. There's no secret out. I mean, that's the secret. There's, you know, there's nothing else to it. We're all barbecue superstars. And that's why this show does so well, is because that's what we are. We're all superstars. We love to talk barbecue. We love to cook it. We love to eat it. And what else is there? You know, I mean, personally, I love to do it. It's in me. It's instilled in me. I'm doing it every day, some aspect of barbecuing every day. Even though I don't have own a restaurant, I'm not a big-time team, but I still do it, and I still talk it, and I still love it. And I know you're out there loving it too. So call in tonight, 347-202-0263. I definitely want to talk some chicken tonight, man. I'm working on chicken, working hard on it. I mean, if I can go get a call on chicken, I feel like I've won the whole show, whether I've got anything else done or not, you know, because that's just that's the way it is sometimes. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. We've got a two-hour show. We usually run it a little over. But, guys, I love for you to call in, participate, interact, ask questions. Tell us tricks, tips, things that you like to do that somebody else might not. We'd love to hear all about it. This show is all about you and the Q. I can't say that enough. Don't know what else to say about it. That's just bottom line. That's what it is. I've got friends out there that share this radio show post. It's very simple. Click on the link right under the post. If you see it on Facebook, it'll take you right to it, and you can listen in. And then if you want to call in and talk, man, it's even that much simpler. Just dial that number, 347-202-0263. Call in. Talk to me. Talk to the rest of the Q crew. That's who's ever on at the time, man. We're going to welcome you in. We're not going to, we're going to make you feel at home. So just call in and let's talk smoke. Let's talk barbecue. That's what it's all about. American Royal, the Jack Daniels is coming up. We can talk Jack tonight. It doesn't matter. It's as long as it's barbecue, we're going to talk it. I want to start off by saying thank you to all my sponsors, giving my sponsors a big shout-out, because without sponsors, it's even harder. And anytime a sponsor does anything for you, I mean, it's greatly appreciated. They don't have to do that for you guys, for me, for any of you. They don't have to do it. They want to do it. You're promoting their product. They're promoting your team. I mean, it helps tremendously. You're using their product. That's what it's all about. We support barbecue 100%. So, Barbecue Superstars, barbecuesuperstars.com, an awesome website. And let me tell you guys, you need to get on barbecuesuperstars.com. Daryl is live at the American Royal. He will be covering so many things on there. It's unbelievable. I just got off the phone with him a little while earlier, and he's talking about everything he's covering. He is covering the big stars, the big shows, the tourney. I mean, he's covered all kinds of different aspects of the Royal. So I know personally I'm going to be on barbecuesuperstars.com watching that live feed. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I hate for you to miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss out. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com. When that live feed starts rolling, man, I mean, it's going to be barbecue action, wall to wall, rig to rig. It's going to be jamming, I'm telling you. So don't miss out. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com and get some of the American Royal for yourself. I mean, we can't go, so, I mean, if you get on there, you would definitely learn something. Enjoy watching it. Also want to thank Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, as always. It's a dynamite competition sauce. If you've never tried Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, pick you up a jar. Do yourself a favor. Try it. You will love it. Blues Hog comes in several different flavors. They've got Smoky Mountain. They've got the original Blues Hog. And they've got the Tennessee Red. It's a thinner vinegar-based sauce. It's dynamite. I mean, it works good on anything. It'll complement your meal at home on the supper table. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Check it out. Get your jar today. Also, Green Mountain Grills. If you're talking patio cookers, you can compete with these grills. I mean, this is a pellet cooker that is 100% easy to use. Simplified 101 is what we're talking here. I personally have the Daniel Boone, and I love cooking on it. It is a dynamite model. I take this rig with me when I go compete. I have a big old-fashioned stick burner that's a lot of work, but then I plug that Green Mountain Grill up, man, and it makes it so much sweeter. 19-pound hopper. It will run, depending on temp, is what your time's going to run out on a 19-pound hopper. You're going to get plenty of burn time on it. It's a great little grill. It will do anything you want it to do. I took it and personally used it at a comp and cooked three categories on the grill itself. Took a grill, a pop-up, and a table, and a cooler, and I brought home a second and two-thirds out of three categories. So let me tell you, this little machine is a cooking dynamo. It will cook it up. You cut it up, put it in that turn-in box, and I guarantee you're going to walk. Brought me a first-place rib trophy home, just a rib call home just a couple weeks ago. I'm telling you, greenmountaingrills.com is where the action is at. You will not be sorry. They're very affordably priced. They're very well built. I could guarantee that. Mine took a dive out of the trailer going down the road, straightened it out, and she is purring like a kitten, looks good as new, and it's a bad machine. GreenMountainGrills.com. I've got barbecue sponsors. I've got grill sponsors. I've got barbecue accessory sponsors. They all do a little something to help out the big picture. And I'm going to continue with my thanks on my sponsors, Maverick Industries, which is MaverickHousewares.com. They have got some dynamite barbecue accessories. I guarantee you will not be sorry if you use any of their products. Their PT100 BBQ Power Pro Temp Thermometer Quick Read Probe is awesome. I use it every competition. I would be lost without it. It is a dynamite piece of equipment. It will do the job. I mean, instant read. It's pretty quick. I can't lie. It's just a good product. Go to MaverickHousewares.com. Check out their barbecue accessories. You will not be sorry. I want to give a big shout-out to Junior Reyes. He has got dynamite off-the-chart rub. He's got a rub that will out-season the competition. That is his slogan, the seasoning, the rub that out will season the competition. That is up in smoke, and it is a good rub. I'm telling you, I use it every competition. It's going over like wildfire all over the country, East Coast, West Coast. I mean, it comes out of Texas. It is got the Texas heat to it. It's got the Tennessee saltiness to it, and it is a, you can put that on any combination you want to use it on. It's very easy to use. Chicken, brisket, ribs, pork, it doesn't matter what you put it on. It's going to make it better. Give Junior a shout out. Try that up in smoke. You will love it. Also, I want to give Danny Cook a big shout out. He has a barbecue school. It's Pit Bulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. I personally have taken it. It is a very informative school, a class, very affordable. Go online, check it out. Get in touch with Danny Kugel. It is a great school. It covers all your aspects. It covers your categories down to box preparation, KCBS, GDA. I say pork loin. It's even got a pork loin class. It's got your brisket detailed. It's got your pork butts detailed, your money muscle, your chicken preps. It's just loaded. It's loaded with recipes. I mean, it's got it all. Go to Danny Kugel's Pit Bull Barbecue School, and you will not be sorry. I just keep on thanking all my sponsors. You know, I'm just so blessed to have the sponsors I have. I don't want to wear you out with sponsors, but, man, I just so greatly appreciate them, you know, because I remember a little over a year ago I didn't have any sponsors. So I do want to give all my sponsors a big shout-out, just like Meat Rake. Meat Rake's a dynamite little tool. It is very simple to use, easy to use, very affordable, meatrake.com. Also, grill grates. If you've not tried a grill grate, you do need a grill grate. It makes any existing grill top turn into an infrared sear top. It will cook up any type of meat you want to cook on it. It will put perfect grill marks on it. It's an awesome piece. GrillGrate.com. So, guys, like I say, I've got to thank all my sponsors, because without my sponsors, it would be much tougher, much harder. You know what I'm talking about. Get out there and shake their hands. Tell them how much you appreciate it, how much you appreciate them, regardless whether they appreciate whether their response from you or another team. It is just awesome to have people out there in the barbecue world that loves this product like they do, that loves to represent and loves to help barbecue teams. I mean, it's just so dynamite. And so it's just so important to me that I have all these sponsors. You know, my newest sponsor, I do want to introduce my newest sponsor tonight. I've got to give Cook Shack a big old shout out and wish them the very best at the American Royal. They just sent me a nice little goodie package this past Friday. I can't wait to get in it and start using it. I've already been using it some, but I'm going to tell you more about it a little later. But go to Cook Shack and check all their barbecue products out, all their cooking accessories, and all, just check out the whole website. You won't be sorry. Cook Shack. Go check them out. Well, I know I'm wanting some callers tonight. I'm surely to goodness we will have a few. It's been kind of quiet this week as far as I'm usually talking to all my guys, but, you know, this is a busy week, American Royal Week, and a lot of them are traveling. They're on their way, traveling 500, 800, 1,000. I couldn't imagine traveling 1,000 miles one way to go to a cook, but it is American Royal, and you know, there's a lot of guys out there doing it, and just keep the faith, let the smoke roll, and just have a big old time. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy yourself, and I'm proud to know you, proud that you're going, and we will be thinking about you and wishing you the very best. I was personally doing some chicken this morning. You know, I like to talk chicken, and chicken is a subject that nobody wants to prep, but they are talk about most of the time. Chicken is the subject that is just a hands-on toss-up. It doesn't matter what you're doing, and you just don't know how you're going to turn out on chicken. Usually I work chicken really, really well. But I hadn't had a lot of success with it this year, and you know, the first year I was kicking off jamming out chicken really good, and now it's kind of went down. But we're going to fire it back up, and hopefully just have a big old first place call in chicken. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I've got all these guys going to the Royal. I'm on Facebook right now also. Give me a shout-out on Facebook if you want to. Look at me up, Chris Chadwick, Fall County Cookers, the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show, all on Facebook. You can also check out Tennessee Barbecue Association. Man, that is an association that just is growing and growing and growing, and we're just keeping on rolling with that, and I'm just thankful to be a part of that, Tennessee Barbecue Association. We sanctioned and we're becoming a, we're growing, we're just becoming more of a recognizable force in the state of Tennessee. We're having a big rib shootout there in Fayetteville, Tennessee here in October, about 3 weeks. Can't wait for that to go down. It's going to be really nice. Also, we're co-sanctioning an event there in Bolivar, Tennessee. So we've got two events going on, one in West Tennessee close to Memphis and the other one in Middle Tennessee. So, man, I'm telling you, we're just growing, got it going on. We got cooks coming from everywhere cooking it. And go to Tennessee Barbecue Association right there on Facebook. It's a great group. And you can also go to www.tbabbq.com. And check out our site. It is new. It's still under construction. We keep adding and doing, and just hadn't got it all, but we're making it better. So we're just barbecue lovers. We're cooks working on designing and cooking, and that's what it's all about. So check out Tennessee Barbecue Association and become a member. It's real easy to do. We can hook you up right there on the Tennessee Barbecue Association site. Get you joined in, compete, play for extra money. You know, it's a lot of great things going on with the TBA. So we're just growing and keeping it going and making it a lot better. Guys, the number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. We're working right now to keep this barbecue fever alive and well. We work hard every week. We've got a great show every night of the week, with the exception of Saturday night. We've also got Barbecue Superstars morning show, with exception of this week. You know, he's at the Royal. He's going to be broadcasting his barbecue live right there from the Royal. And it'll just make you feel like you're there with you. But Sunday night, it kicks off with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters show right there out of Texas. Lance is a great guy, awesome cook, dynamite show host. He keeps the ball rolling, the smoke flowing, and the meat hot, I'm telling you. He keeps her going Sunday night. It's a West Texas Pitmaster show right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio. Just look up Lance on Facebook. Like I say, he would just keep it going, and he is a great guy, and he would love to have you on his show. Monday night, you got Jim Bird right there. He's a Georgia boy. He's a dynamite cook, ranked really high in KCBS, winning a lot of competitions. He's got a good show on Monday night. That's Killer Bees barbecue show on Monday night with Jim Bird. That's right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Tuesday night, you've got Chad Ward with Whiskey Bent radio show, Whiskey Bent in the Pit, and that is out of Florida. He is out of Florida, and he's got an awesome show also. Chad has done it for a long time. He is a veteran show host. I was listening to Chad before I ever started even thinking about doing a show. So Chad has got a good show on Tuesday nights. Wednesday nights, you're coming with me right here, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. That's 347-202-0263. You've got me Wednesday night for 2 hours, 6 to 8. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves, Cole, and Chad doing the X Nation barbecue show right there out of Lubbock, Texas. Now, they've got a great show. They cover some tailgating things right there on Texas Tech. They go out on live remotes. They cover some live bands, some concerts. They've got a lot of stuff going on. You know, they've got a great show on Thursday nights. You know, we're just barbecue superstars, just going crazy. We're working hard to bring the barbecue to you. Friday night, you got Daryl Mast in the house doing Friday Night Lights. And Daryl's got a real good show. I mean, he's always got a lot of great listeners, a lot of great callers. He's always talking some awesome stuff. Daryl is very intelligent. He's not a good old country boy like me that just tries to come up with something to talk about. He's got something going on. And he's got a great show, too. You know, here I am letting the smoke roll, trying to sign in by 6 o'clock, get the studio board up and running, ready to have a big old time. Take some callers, and I don't know where all my callers are tonight. You know, it's kind of quiet here. It's been quiet in town. I've been busy working hard to get home to get this show up and rolling tonight. We are live right here, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Number to call, 347-202-0263. Okay. Let's see here. I'm working this board. I've got some callers in. I'm trying to cue them in right now. Bear with me, guys. I just refreshed this board and just seen all these callers. Y'all just bear with me. We'll get this baby rolling in just a second. I'll get some callers in here. Let's see. And guys, I have not even thought about the chat room tonight. The chat room is up and going. I just don't do chat, Blog Talk, and Facebook. I'm trying to run them all three at different times, but we've got the chat room loading right now, so it will be up also. I know there's a lot of guys enjoying the chat room, And we've got it up. Get in there and raise a little hell, yeah. Raise a little hell. And talk some barbecue. And we got the chat room up. So join the chat room now, guys. Chat room is up. I'm going to post that. And just enjoy. All right, let's see here. We're going to post. Chat room is up also. Okay. Man, I wish I was at the Royal right now with Daryl. He's there with SmokerBuilder.com, Frank Cox. Frank is on the sister network, the BNTL network. You've got Lori Frazee on Wednesday night. She is on the sister network. She is talking, I think she is out of Florida doing her show, Barbecue Goddess, and she does, you know, does a lot of things and got some great stuff going on, too. I've got people that will tune in to me, tune in to her. Thursday nights, you've got Smoker Builder on the Sister Network. Then you've got John on the Barbecue Superstars. So, I mean, there's something going on all over the country for everybody. Just join in, call in, talk barbecue, and have a great time. That's just what it is. Okay, chat room is up now. It's up and rolling. Okay, we got it. We just putting that out. Let's see. All right, we've got that up too. All right, so it's rolling. There we go. I'm going to have to take a quick break. We'll get you a song on here and give me a few minutes, and then we'll be back, and we're going to talk some smoke. I've got to get this board up and running where it will work. So bear with me, guys. Bear with me. This is live, and we do not worry about that. We have a great time. All right. I'm going to quiet down for just a minute. We need something to kick this up a little bit. That's for sure. Let's see what we got here. Bear with me just a minute, guys. I'm not a computer savvy, computer great, that's for sure. So bear with me, hang tough, and let's make this bad boy work. Guys, y'all bear with me. As soon as I can get you queued in, I'm going to get you queued in. We're going to take a quick break here. Got a little troubles here, guys. Y'all bear with me just a minute. I'll get some kind of music going and give me a minute to get this board back up and running. And we will finish the show out. We're going to give it a big old hell yeah. See what we can get going here. I want to see this right here. We're just going to roll with it like it is, guys. Y'all just bear with me. We're going to keep on rolling and keep making it happen right here. I do want to go to barbecuesuperstars.com and see if he is broadcasting live right now from the Royale. Let's see what's going on at barbecuesuperstars.com. Let's see here. Man, it's just not responding, guys. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We're going to get the smoke rolling again in just a minute. We're going to make her happen. Just dealing with some lovely stuff here, and hey, it's part of it. That's what we do. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about ribs here in a minute, a little bit about chicken. I did some chicken this morning. And, you know, thighs, legs, you know, some guys say they're not going to ever win with legs. Some guys win with legs all the time, and they don't hit with thighs at all. So you never know what's going on at a competition. You know, it's hard to second guess, try to figure out what the judges want. I mean, we're always trying to do that, trying to think what the judges want. And, you know, I've just basically come up with, bottom line, I'm going to cook it the way I want to cook it and make it work. And that's how we do. Now, Daryl is up live right now. Let's see what they've got on barbecuesuperstars.com. They are broadcasting live right now. Looks like they're hooking up, moving trailers. They are at the Royal. And looks like it's wide open. Looks like there's teams from all over, just right there where they're at. It's crazy. Tim Seals, welcome to the chat room, brother. Glad to have you in the house. It is barbecue time. That's right. You know, they're going to be barbecuing it up big and loud right there in Kansas City at the American Royal. It's just going to be a big old show. I just can't imagine what all they will be doing. They're just going to have a big old time. And I wish I was there with them. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke Show. We are live right now. The number to call, 347-202-0263. I'm giving this number out. I'm on the board right now. I've got callers in queue. I can't get them queued in, but guys, y'all just hang with me. Hang tough, and we will get you on. I tell you what, it's just giving me a little double vision right here. And you know what? That's crazy I said that, because right here in front of me, I don't know if you know this song or not, but this is double vision right in front of me. How crazy is that? We're going to fire it up. Let's see if we can get that bad boy popped. Time. Man, didn't that bring back some memories right there? I'm telling you, Foreigner, Double Vision, what an awesome song. I mean, Foreigner had it going on. Man, that just brings back some great 80s memories. I don't want to tell my age, but I'm telling you, that's nothing wrong with a little Foreigner. Guys, I'm having a lot of technical difficulties this evening, and it just looks like we're not going to be able to just keep on battling this. I'm going to give it a little more time before I regretfully just had to sign off a little early. I'm just having a little trouble with the, I don't know if it's a computer or what tonight. We're live right now. We've got callers in queue. We can't get them queued in. We've got the chat room up. We've got some friends in the chat room tonight. I'm just ready to talk some barbecue, but I love to talk it with somebody. And, it's American Royal this weekend. I'm not sure how many teams are there. I do not have the numbers in front of me, but you know it is one big, 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 big event, and they're just having lots of fun. And I tell you what, I'm a supporter of barbecue. I do everything I can to support barbecue. You know, I'm putting the word out there. And, I'm just telling you, that's what it's about. I strongly support everything barbecue, but you get some of these guys out there they're just a little different. I don't know what they're thinking. Don't know how it works. We kind of overlook those guys. You all know who I'm talking. Always got somebody close to you. Guys like that. And we just try to keep supporting them and helping them through it. A lot of guys get in that stage, you got to win all the time, and everybody loves to win, but you're not going to win them all. I mean, that's just the way it works. That is what it is, and I firmly believe, you can't win them all. We all want to try, but it's mighty tough sometimes. We get competitions, we go cook, we do. We get calls after calls after calls, and we go to competitions. We do our best we think we've ever done, and we don't even get a walk. We don't walk at all. We don't get any calls. And, I just don't know. We all have those days, especially as cooks, as teams, and it's hard on us. It breaks your heart that you don't get a call. You're thinking, what in the world did you do wrong when you don't get a call? And, sometimes it's really, really tough to get out of that slump. It's just like ball players, baseball players, basketball players, football players. Everybody has slumps sometimes. And, barbecue teams can have slumps. We just work it and keep working it and try to make it and get out of it. There's a lot of things going on in the barbecue world. There's always competitions every week. And I'm telling you, can't do them all, you can't win them all, but you sure want to try. That's a fact. This board is just not cooperating, guys. I think it's my computer. I don't know what it is. We are having some technical difficulties tonight. I can't get my callers queued in. And we do have our chat room up. It is rolling. It is going. It is underway. Let's see if we can get it. I just wish, let's see here what we got going on. Okay, we're working hard to correct this. We don't want to end our show early tonight. I don't think I've ever had an end the show early. But if this board doesn't come up pretty soon, we might have to, and unfortunately, I don't want to do that by any means. Guys, the number to call is always 347-202-0263, but unfortunately, I can't get this board, studio board, up. Let's see here. Just bear with me. Let's see. Not responding. Okay. I might have to restart everything. We're going to try to do that. We've just refreshed just again. Let's see what we've got going on, guys. Bear with me. All right. This is Chris Chadwick with the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We love talking barbecue. Guys, I tell you what, we've just done it time after time, week in, week out, every week for over a year now. We do a lot of barbecue talk. We have a lot of barbecue talk. We talk cooking techniques. We talk anything barbecue. We love talking it. And I tell you what, go to barbecuesuperstars.com. He's broadcasting live from the American Royal tonight, and he will be broadcasting tomorrow. I think he's going to run that camera the whole time he is there. So that's going to be very interesting to watch. Can't wait to get on there myself and watch a little of that a little later this evening. We just have a great time talking barbecue. Would love to talk some chicken techniques tonight. Thighs, legs, whatever you cook, whatever you hate to do, what your style is. We would love to hear a little bit about it. Also, brisket, we always love to talk a little brisket, a little technique on brisket, even kind of little trade tips you like to give out. We don't want to ask all your secrets, but we'd like to hear little tips and little helpful suggestions. That's what makes us all better cooks, sharing the love of barbecue. Also, ribs, you know, you never know how ribs, you can't ever time a rib out to a 3-2-1 kind of cook. I know I can't. Time ribs out, you know, pork, do you inject, do you count on your smoke, infusing the flavor into your pork? You cook shoulders, you cook butts. You know, we've cooked shoulders for years and started cooking some butts. And you just never know. You never know what's the best technique and best way to go. So, we just love to talk it. That's what we do. We talk barbecue. We have a great time. We want to thank all the listeners. You know, we have listeners from all over the country. We have callers that call in from all over the country. Guys, you know, I love all of you. I appreciate all of you. Appreciate your support, your constant emails, your constant messages on Facebook. You know, we just keep the barbecue fire going. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. You know, we're going to be doing some big tailgating this weekend right here in a hometown university. Going to be cooking up some pork, cooking up some Texas-style beans right here in Tennessee. Going to be serving them out. We're going to be serving some several different things. Just going to be selling it out, slinging it out. We're going to have a big time doing that. Can't wait to do that tailgating. I've done that over at the university a few times, and it's really a lot of fun. I can't imagine all these guys going to the NFL, like the Tennessee Titans or the Dallas Cowboys or the Houston Texans or, anywhere. The New Orleans, you know, the Saints, you got the Vikings, you know, any of these teams. The Dolphins going to a big arena tailgating. Man, you talking, that's got to be a big time, lots of fun deal right there. I mean, they spend tons of money doing it. Have a great big time doing it. And got to get into a little of that. I know it's a lot of fun. It's got to be a huge bunch of fun. So tailgating, you know, any kind of college game, any kind of NFL game, I mean, the tailgating is there. Have a big time doing it. It's just a huge time. You know, we've got we've got callers in queue, guys, and I love you. I appreciate you calling in. I wish I could queue you in. It's just not happening right now. I'm going to refresh this board a couple more times. But whether it's barbecuing in the backyard, picnics, competitions, festivals, tailgating, you know, one thing's in common. We all love to cook. We all love to explore with new flavors. We love to perfect the ones we have. We love to get that down to a science. But, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, everybody supposed to put science in the cooking. I guess you can, but it's nothing like a little old-fashioned, old-school barbecue right there on the hickory pit, smoked up. I mean, letting the smoke roll, just having a great time doing it. It's nothing like it. And, you know, anytime we do that, we just have a great time. We have a lot of fun. You meet and you greet. You make new friends. You reunite with old friends at competitions. Barbecue just brings the whole world together when it comes, you know, when it comes to talking, cooking, and barbecuing. Everybody loves to talk. It doesn't matter what your profession is. It doesn't matter what you do, where you're from. Everybody can relate to a little good old-fashioned barbecue and just have a great time. Guys, I think I'm going to have to sign out. I don't know if I'll be able to sign back in or not. And this, we might be finishing up a show tonight early, and I hate to do it. Let's see. Bear with me a few more minutes here. Okay. We'll make it happen, guys. Don't worry about it. I'm going to reboot the whole system. Give me a few minutes. And I will be right back with you, okay? Bear with me, guys. Thanks so much for your understanding. We're just going to make this thing work. You never know when it's going to work and when it's not. And it'll be all right. Everything will be okay. Guys, if y'all just tuning in, this is Chris Chadwick, the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We are letting the smoke roll tonight. We're just having a little technical difficulty, so bear with us a few minutes, and let's see what we can get going. We're just trying to make this bad boy happen tonight, and, you know, we will. I have all the faith in this little computer work here, and we'll just make it work and have a great time doing it. And just bear with me a few, and we'll make this thing happen. It's 7 o'clock. We've got another hour, and we do have the board back up. And let's see what we can get going here. The number to call, 347. I've lost all my callers, so guys, bear with me. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Give me a shot. Give me a call in. Let's see if we can get this thing happening now, Barrett, and just we'll make it work. Not like me to be quiet, and on the show, you know, we usually just talk and having a big old time. We're gonna try this. Let me see if I can. Okay, that's responding, guys. This might be looking like a winner. We might have a winner here. We might get a little something happening. Bear with me a few more minutes, and let's just see what we got. The board is starting to respond. We do have a caller in queue. Guys, let's see if we can welcome this caller in the queue right here. It's 904-673. Bear with me. I think we're going to get him queued in. 904, you're live with us. Who have we got?
Chris Chadwick.
Hey, Blake Moody. What's happening, my friend? How's it going tonight?
It's going good, man. You having computer problems, huh?
Oh, bad. Son, I'm telling you, the smoke ain't rolling tonight. The computer is not cooperating. And you are the first caller that I've hadn't been able to queue in this evening. And I sure am glad to hear from you. I hadn't heard from you in a while. How's it all going?
Man, working my ass off, man. Got about three jobs right now, and none of them are barbecue.
Oh, I'm telling you. Bless you. God bless you. You'll do it. And congratulations on your purchase of number two. I mean, you're the proud owner of not one, but what, two stumps now?
Yeah, man, that's the Navy Stumps. Picked her up last weekend and purchased just to do little practice test cooks on, basically.
Man, that's pretty awesome.
If you ask my wife, it's to cook for the family, but, you know, between me and you and Barbecue Nation, that's the test cooker.
I feel you, brother. Oh, mercy, I do feel you. Well, wonderful, man. I'm proud to have you with us tonight. You know, yes, I have had some computer issues, and I hope I have them resolved. But you just don't know. We're just going to let it roll like it is, and we're going to talk. So, what has been going on? You've been cooking a lot. You've been working all the time. Have you been competing at all? Any Tortoise Cube been out on the trail? What's going on?
Yeah, we cooked a little last weekend. It wasn't a comp. It was more of a community get-together for my buddy's restaurant. And, man, we kind of put up a stinker last weekend, for a better word. We tried a dish that I think we were just – it's kind of like something we'd serve off the – oh, shoot. Sorry, man, there's a bunch of stray cats running around out here.
It's all right.
Almost walked into the cat
fight. I feel like a stray cat sometimes. That's all right.
Man, we got some stragglers out here. But anyway, man, no, we cooked last weekend. You know, we had a great time. We tried a little side dish, put a little pulled chicken on top. It was a good dish, but man, I kind of just we kind of went out on a limb.
Right.
If that makes sense, you know, I kind of wasn't thinking too hard about our target market, if you will.
Right.
I should have just fed him something just good and quit trying to overthink it, basically. But it was good, man. We were set up right next to my buddy's barbecue restaurant. I really didn't want to do anything that he offered at the restaurant.
Exactly.
And It was just a little test run. It's something we make at the house. We like eating it, but I don't know if we were the people's champion last weekend, but we had a hell of a time.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, if we're out there slinging food, letting the smoke roll, we the people's champ, no doubt. I mean, if we're out there doing it, hey, we're doing it and they're not, so we are the people's champ, I guarantee you. You know, we lay in the smack down on that now. I'm telling you, I'm going to be people's champ this weekend. I'm going to be at the university tailgating some and doing up some, I don't know what all I'm going to be doing, just to be honest, but we're going to be cooking it up and having a big time. You know, it seems like every weekend we're cooking or competing or cooking or having to cook for, you know, something. And I'm thankful for that cooking because that definitely supplements our regular work, I'm telling you. And I'm thankful to have it and be able to do it and people like me enough to want to eat my stuff, you know.
Yeah, and you'll go out, I mean, shit, you go out there and cook up some squirrel that you'll make it taste good. You know what I mean? that's our problem is we're our harshest critic. You know, we cook this stuff all the time, but when people are eating it, man, it's seasoned some way that they don't even believe, you know?
Yeah, I do. I know what you're saying. You know, that right now everybody is kicking the tires. They're lighting the fires in Kansas City. You know, they're at the Royal. Barbecue Superstars is at the Royal this weekend. He's there shooting live videos. So, I mean, anytime you've got time, you go to barbecuesuperstars.com and you can watch some live feed right there going on. And going to have several different shows, you know, different guys doing different things, OBR and some private shows that the guys are showing off. And it's going to be pretty informative. I can't wait to watch a little of it myself.
Yeah, you know Daryl will go out there and do it right, too. He's been filming that morning show, so you know he's learning new little tricks. And
right.
He'll make it look top-notch. And I enjoy that morning show when I can tune in.
I do, too. I have a good time watching the morning show. He's always doing up something and having a big time. And, you know, it's crazy some of the stuff he does. But he has a great time doing it. And I'm all about that. You know, I'm proud for him for doing it, you know, because he is getting to do it. You know, that means a lot.
He's putting himself out there. And he's trying something, and I think he's on to something because I don't know. We don't have cable TV at the moment, but shit, I'll sit there and watch Daryl's more than I would have watched the Food Network. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Daryl's not as hot as Gia De Laurentiis, that Italian chick, but he's cooking on a cooker. So
that's right. You got it. I guarantee it. Bottom line is he's out there. He's swinging that meat. He's got that cooker fired up. He's letting the smoke roll. He's cooking on that cooking disc. I mean, he's cutting it up right there in front of the camera. You know, whether the dog is barking in the background or what, he's doing it live right there, real, for real. I enjoy watching it. He does a great job. And, you know, you know, everybody likes to be told you're doing a good job every so often. So I like to call in and talk with him, and he does a great job, and I'm thankful we have him on because you know he's kicking it out there. You know, SmokerBuilder.com, Frank Cox, he's with Frank this weekend at the Royal, and I know Lance Moore is going to be doing his show from the Royal this weekend. His Sunday night show, he's going to be doing that, and they'll probably do some video on Barbecue Superstars. And, I mean, if you've never seen Lance, he is a true Texas cowboy. I mean, from the mustache to the cowboy hat, I'm telling you. So it'll be very interesting to watch all that. I can't wait to get in some of that myself. It's going to be fun.
You posted some pictures the other day on Facebook. Was Lance the dude looking like Yosemite Sam?
Yep. He's got the mustache. That's Lance. I'm telling you, Lance is the one character. I like Lance. He's a card now. He's a fine fella.
I saw that can of Coors Light, and I was like, that's Lance Moore right there, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's his Coors Light water. He likes that. He definitely likes that.
That's his vitamin well.
That was an extremely great time. I had a good time going to that cook. I mean, I had a huge time. And I tell you what, them Texas people have that hospitality, and they roll that carpet out, and they treat you mighty fine. And, I mean, it's just a it's a good feeling to go somewhere and be, you know, be appreciated and be welcomed into their, you know, into their life like that. And I had a great time doing it.
Yeah, and that, you know, they, shoot, you could probably go to the Pacific Northwest these days, and what you do is you just, I mean, shit, you're out there in Tennessee, you know, it's, you enjoy doing the same stuff I like doing. That's
right.
Same way with the Texans, but those Texans, you know, they're damn world famous for beef cooking, so, you know, I'm going to assume they just got it going on out there.
Oh, they do. They do. You can go in. You can go in a barbecue joint in Texas, and one we went into, you know, they've got the cutting boards and the guys back there pointed off a hot pit, slicing it up right there for you, constantly all day. But they have troughs in between the lines. You know, when you walk in, they've got a little line you got to go through, and they have troughs in there, and they've got them all lined up. And this was interesting to me because, you know, right here down south, right here where we live, it doesn't happen that well. You can't go in a place and wait in line and grab you a beer and pop the top and go to town drinking it. You know, beer there is like water. I mean, it's just common. You can drink it anytime. You know, it's not like here. And, you can get a beer or a grape drink or orange or Coke or diet, whatever you want is in those troughs. But you've got, and if you want a Corona, they've got lime cut up in a cup.
Oh, come cross. On.
You know what I'm telling you. So,
man.
You know, and this is when you're waiting in line just to get up to order your food. So it's crazy, but it's awesome.
That's convenient as hell because, you know, you give me a cold one, shoot, I'll wait more than twice as long than any other place. You know?
Sure. Shoot, yeah. Heck yeah. Me too. You're right.
Yeah, it's going to be another minute. No problem. I'll just pop another
one. That's right.
No problem.
We'll just pop another one. That's right.
That's cool.
So, you got anything in the future coming up? Any kind of cooks right now?
Yeah, we do. We got a big one out there in Fernandina Beach. It's this weekend. It's the City of Fernandina Butts and Brisket cook-off. Going to be about, I think he's got 35 teams. I love cooking events from this promoter. We did one of his earlier this year. It was like a 60-team rib cook-off, but it's, you know, it's a couple blocks in the ocean. And the entry fee, this is the great part, is that they provide you the damn meat.
Really?
Yeah, this it's Butts and Brisket, and we were just gonna do brisket, but it was like, man, come on, do butts too. And I mean, crap, the stuff they gave us was the same crap I'd buy anyway. Like, it was like,
right.
You know, it ain't like, it ain't dropping the stuff in quality at all.
Right, right. It's top notch, no doubt. So on your brisket, how are you gonna do your brisket? Not telling the world or anything, but are you gonna do you barbecue your brisket, or you do it more of a beef steak flavor?
I'm thinking for this one, because it ain't gonna be probably not gonna be. There's gonna be some certified judges, but it's going to be
right.
Like normal-ass people. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when I'm serving normal-ass people, people like sauce.
All right.
You know, you get your certified judges, and they're, you know, some of them, you know, it's got to taste a certain way. Well, regular-ass people don't care if you call it brisket. It's barbecue, and they want some good flavor.
So,
they're not, they don't got to be a beef. You know, it's going
right.
to taste like beef. It's going to be brisket.
Right,
but I'm thinking I'm gonna reserve some of those drippings. You know, keep the slices moist in that, and shit, paint at least one side of it with some sauce. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they're giving out style points or appearance points, which is fine with me, but I'm gonna bet on putting a little sauce on there and not, you know, and do it, you know, and try to not cook it on there, but just it ain't gonna be dripping in sauce, but it's gonna be flavorful.
Gotcha. I understand completely. I do. We just have a good time cooking it all up, you know. And I tell you what, the hardest thing for me, and I made this comment earlier this evening, is trying to second guess those judges. That is a killer. Oh, mercy. The last time I tried doing that, it just kicked me right in my face. I'm telling you, I mean, it just backhanded me for a flip. And I was thinking, yeah, those judges are going to like this, and they didn't. And to say the least, they didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
So I missed that mark on that one, but it's okay. You know, it happens that way, and you know, that's what we go and do the next one. I've been working on my chicken. I've been cooking lollipops, chicken, and thighs every other night, things like. And matter of fact, all my thighs I prepped and trimmed this morning. I saved all my trimmings, all the good meat that I cut off that I hate to waste. And I've got a big old pot of chicken and dumplings on the stove right now. And I'm telling you, that's going to be some fire supper tonight. Chicken and dumplings in the house. And I've got a big crock pot full of black beans that's seasoned up with fresh red cayenne whole peppers in it.
Yep.
I'm telling you, that's going to be a good meal tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's the, man, that's funny you said. That's what gave you just on that, swimming that chicken up. I'm with you, man. It's,
yeah, I'm losing you there. Hold on a minute. I don't know if it's my phone or yours. Check. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay, all right, that's cool. And you were saying what about that?
That chicken and dumplings, man, that's a go-to dish. I mean, you pay for all the meat, and I'm not going to waste that anything. Eat it.
No, I mean, that trimmings off that chicken just made a whole meal.
Yeah.
I was raised not to waste. That's why I hate trimming those briskets up so much and trimming ribs down and St. Louis cutting them. You know, man, it just goes against my grain throwing you that away. But, every time you go to the grocery store, it seems like it's going up.
Because it is.
You got it, I know.
I tell you something, you know, Chinese bought the Smithfield.
Yeah.
I was talking to my butcher about that, and he's like, you know what that's going to do? But I don't know what it's going to do. He said, they're going to drive the prices up, basically.
Right.
You know, they're going to, you know, I don't know what to. They just took it over. But, they're already doing, you know, different things and things than Smithfield was doing. And I know they're shipping a bunch of crap back to China.
Real. I can voice my opinion on shipping to China and getting stuff shipped from China. I about had all that. It's pitiful. You know, just like I made a post on Facebook the other day, and I stand by this 100%. You know, it ought to be against the law for the American flag to be made on the country of China. That is, and I'm just, or any other country, just not China, but you know what, made in China on the American flag, that's bull. And, you know, I might catch
I might catch something saying that, but I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. And that's ridiculous. They ought to make it against the law.
Yeah, you ain't gonna catch nothing for me, man. That's the damn truth of what that is.
I mean, when they started exporting all our outsourcing, all of our products and outsourcing work from the country, that's when we started losing. Hey, well, we've got another caller, Blake. Let's see if we can get this caller queued in. I believe it is actually going to work. Caller 816, you're live with us. Who have we got tonight?
This is Dan from Barbecue Kansas City reporting live from the American Royal parking lot.
Wonderful.
No shit.
Show, brother.
How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great now. We've got the board up and running. We're talking barbecue. You're at the American Royal. Man, I tell me how excited you are to be there.
I got chills, brother.
I bet you do. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. We're actually doing a little drive around here right now, looking at all the teams that are just kind of getting moved in, and quite a few big tents and huge big trailers, a little bit of everything going on over here.
Man, it's crazy. I'm sure it's just a big, crazy event. Now, are you going to get you a goodie bag and walk around to all these different sites and see what they have to talk about
Yeah, we're going to see how popular we are this time around, you know, with the injector and all that stuff going on. Got a little royal deal going on.
I know it. You've got a big royal deal. That's right. And your injector ought to just be smoking hot, you know, it ought to be on fire because, I mean, that is a dynamite injector, and I'm just not telling you that. That is a fact. I mean, it is, I greatly love mine, and I tell everybody if they ask me when they see it, I just tell them how to get in touch with you or what to do, you know, because I hope you sell, I don't know how many pallets you have of those there at the Royal, but it looked like you had a load of them, and I hope you sell every one of them.
Me too. Would help pay for this monstrous trip.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, I'll tell you what, you just get out there and start demoing one of those bad boys.
Oh, yeah. They're a lot of fun. Probably here in a month or two, I'll have a new bottle coming out that'll be all FDA approved and stuff like that.
Man, I'm telling you. You know, Lance Moore will be there. You've got to look.
When's he coming in?
Tomorrow. He's going to leave Thursday. It might be Friday morning before he gets there. I don't know. You know, he's in Texas, so.
We'll have to meet up with each other.
Yeah.
When he gets in.
Sure. That's right.
It'll be
Frank
a good time.
Frank Cox. I don't know if you know Frank or not. Smoker
Bill. I've known Frank for a couple years now. He's a good dude.
Well, Frank's there. He's already there, and Daryl Mast is with him, and they're shooting live videos.
Oh, really?
Be sure to hook up with him and check it all out.
Any chance you know their spot number? I'll go track them down right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I believe they're shooting live video right now. Let's see. Just give me a minute here. Man, I'm just excited for you. I wish I was there with you. I'm telling you.
Me too.
You know, me and Blake Moody. I know Blake Moody would love to be there.
Yeah, you damn right.
But he's in Florida soaking up the sun, you know, sunny Florida. I mean, I'm telling you. I couldn't imagine living in a state like that.
Nice and humid up here today.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's still humid here in Tennessee. I mean, it's rained all week. And you go out, big fat boy like me, you're going to get hot anyhow. But it's been hot.
I don't know, Dan, what number they are, but I will find out, and I'll shoot you a message pretty soon.
Okay.
But they're there. They're going to be there all weekend. And you definitely need to hook up with them. So you're there at the Royal. You're seeing all this stuff going on. Do you have any kind of numbers, any kind of anticipation on what kind of teams, how many teams are going to be there?
I figure there's going to be between 500 and 550 teams in the Open. I'm sitting over here on what they call the quiet side, the invitational side right now. It looks like there's already about 100 teams here.
Really?
A little bit of everything going on over here. I'm trying to soak it all in.
I have no doubt. I'm telling you, it's huge. I mean, I wish you the very best. I know you're going to sell a ton of those power injectors. I mean, those are just the sweetest little piece. Those four needles, I'm telling you, I inject my ribs. That last first place rib call I got a couple weeks ago, I pumped them bad boys up. I'm telling you, and
good.
And I just finagle that head right in between those ribs and just fire it up. Ribs, chickens, my pork, you know, I just, before I really got that injector, I didn't do near the injecting I do now. I just take it just where I can inject.
Yeah, me too. It was actually kind of a hassle to the point of I was kind of dreading injecting until I came up with that.
Well, it does a good job. It really does.
All right, well, I just want to stop in.
Well, I'm glad you did, Dan. Now, how long are you going to be there? When are you planning on heading out?
We're going to head out. Awards are about 4 o'clock on Sunday, and I figure we'll probably finally get out of this parking lot about 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people trying to get out all at the same time.
Everybody's got at least two trailers.
Some of these people have 100 by 100 foot spot that has trailers and catering stuff set up, and we're going to have live bands out here Friday and all these different tents. It's going to be crazy.
Now, how many acres does that cover? You have any idea?
What was that?
How many acres does that cover? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I bet it's pretty close to a square mile. It's huge. I think it's some people have to walk up to a quarter mile for turn-in.
Really?
Yeah, I've got two people coming in to run my boxes just for my four main meets.
Crazy. Are they allowed golf carts? Are they allowed golf carts and things like that there?
Nope.
Okay, it's all on foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody that has a golf cart down here is going to be off-duty police officers or the contest reps.
Gotcha. Well, Dan, man, it's been awesome. I'm so proud that you called in. Thanks for calling me back. I was just having trouble with this board earlier, and I wish you the very best, and just have a great time and enjoy yourself. And I want you to tell everybody that's listening who you are and what you got, and I hope you sell every one of the ones you've taken with you. I hope you sell them all. I really do. So give everybody a big shout-out.
I'm Dan Uridal. I'm with BarbecueKansasCity.com. I invented the CHOPS Power Injector System. I've got half-gallon and one-gallon bottles with me. I'm in spot number 597 on the southeast side of the Royal. Come by, say hi. I'll show you what the injector's about, and just tell me where you saw it, and I'll let you in on the super secret Royal special.
Man, that's awesome.
Well, the best of smoke to you, Dan. Thank you, brother, for calling in and keep in touch.
All right, okay? I'll be in touch soon, and I'll give you a recap on next Wednesday.
I'll be excited to hear from you. Have a good night.
All right, you too, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck, bubba.
All right, bye. Thanks.
Well, Blake, I tell you, I wish we were there with them.
God damn it, man. I'm thinking the same thing.
You know, one of these days, we'll get to go.
I tell you what, Chadwick, we'll do this. You win a contest in the next calendar year, and I'll make it out of Kansas City and run your boxes for you.
All right. I got you.
What do you
think? We'll scrape it up. We'll pick our pennies and roll our pennies and roll to the Royal. How's that? I'm telling you.
I tell you what.
You know, after the Royal, you know, the next big shindig is the Jack Daniels. And that's at the end of October. You know, and I'm not that many hours away from there. So I'm going to go to the Jack this year. I will be down there. I don't know. You know, I'm going, planning on meeting people, hanging out, and just being a part. You know, I'm not cooking, but I'm going to go have some good times. And that's the thing. When you get in this barbecue world, whether you're cooking or not, and you go, you're going to have a good time. And you're going to eat, and you're going to sample all of everybody's stuff, and you're going to be welcomed. You know, so I can't wait to go.
Yeah, even if you can't cook, you can still... You go, you know, plop down to your buddy's camp and you enjoy the same kind of stuff you would have if you were cooking, except you didn't have to pack up the whole week before trying to find out where your thermopen was and, you know.
I'm telling you. It's exactly
making up all them rubs or whatnot.
And hauling all that stuff, I know. I've learned to simplify. I keep simplifying my cooks. And when I go to compete, I take less and less and less.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's working out really well. You know, I take a wash tub. I took several stainless steel big deep pans.
Yeah.
And we would use them, and then we'd wash them, and use them, and then we'd wash them, and use them, and then we'd wash them. And now I take a big... a big dish pan, like a big plastic busboy pan.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of those, and it's easy, simple to rinse out. I do all, you know, each category out of it, with the exception of chicken, and I've got something different from the chicken. But I take a cut board and one dish pan and one tote full of spices, two coolers at the most, and one tote with cords in them, and, little flags and banners and zip ties and, you know, all your whatnot kind of things. Your knives and, you know, that kind of thing. And that's it. That's what I roll with. And I've been some of these comps, I've just been taking my Green Mountain. I went to one and just took my Green Mountain. And I didn't even go to Saturday morning. I didn't go Friday night. I went Saturday morning and cooked it. And just went light and just went in place in every category.
Damn it, man.
So I was happy with that.
Yeah, it makes you think, don't it? Makes you think.
Yeah. Sure does. It sure does, you know. And I tell you what, I love a rig. I love a big rig and all the features that come with one, but man, it just, when you go big like that, it takes more big money to roll and pull and haul and do, and it's a lot of work. You know, everybody's listening tonight. They ought to, you know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of work when you go compete. And
hell yeah, shoot, big old gas bill. You know,
yeah, you know, we factor all the expense into a competition. And I just, like I say, I couldn't imagine, you know, I was talking to Daryl a little earlier. I think he drove 1,000-plus miles to go to the Royal.
Woo!
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, God bless him.
I know this old boy here, that's a long haul for that's a long haul, period, let alone, you know. I mean, could you imagine pulling a pit? You know, Lance Moore's pulling his pit from Texas down to the Royal. And
I don't know how these cats are pulling motorhomes. I mean, homes,
yeah,
being the key word. You know, how many tires you got on a damn motorhome on top of the tires of your trailer? Talk about, like,
yeah,
man, you know, the road gods be with you. You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly. Man, it is crazy. But that's what it's all about. They love doing it. They love letting, you know, they love going and competing, and I don't blame them. If I had it, I'd be going too. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm proud for them. I'm proud for them getting to go, and maybe one day we can kick it up a notch and roll a little bigger like that and just go have a big old time.
I tell you an idea I've been playing around with to because I mean, y'all in Tennessee, so y'all in the South too, but you know, the weather around here can be downright dreadful. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep. You know, hotter and stickier than shit. You know, it's nice right now. Only place I'd rather be is at the Royal. You know.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking. Well, my tent ain't. You know, it ain't much to pull. And you know, the car's a little six banger, so it ain't huge. But if I ever go way out of town to cook, I think I'm gonna try to rent some sort of real small, like, motorhome in that city,
right?
Instead of getting like a damn hotel, because like you said, you know, that comp you cooked, you show up Saturday morning, man, you talk about sleeping in the bed versus sleeping in a chair tossing all night.
Yep.
Waking up trying to find the port-a-john.
Woo. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
I don't got a motorhome or motorhome gas money, so I'll rent one in the town I'm going to.
Right.
if you
can, yeah, that sounds perfect. I mean, that really sounds perfect. You rent a motorhome, it's probably cheaper than paying a room for 2 or 3 nights. You know, if you go in to cook, and if you go in on a Thursday and stay Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night and then leave Sunday. So you could probably rent a motorhome cheaper than you could pay for a room, and have all the luxuries of having that bad boy with a hot shower and all in it.
Yeah, no gas bill, because you know them bad boys ain't like a big old Prius.
Yeah. Oh, mercy.
But hey, you talking about packing light. You ever use those disposable cutting boards?
You know, I have used them a couple times with Bill Arnold, and those are really nice. Those are neat.
Yeah.
But, I don't even know what they cost, but I picked up a couple of boards at Sam's.
Yeah.
And, man, I tell you what, I mean, you know, I spent $20 and it'll last a lifetime. Just plastic, you know, and the only thing is they're just too big to fit in a tote. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to turn my table saw on and cut them bad boys down and drill a hole in them where I can hold on to them and cut them down where they'll fit in that tote. So, you know, that kind of thing there, you know, just anything like that. But that's what I'm planning on doing, those cutting boards. But, yeah, those disposable cutting boards are really nice and easy to use, and you just toss them. And just like aluminum pans, I've just got to where I use wear them out and just throw them away. And anything that makes it easier. That's the key to competition cooking. Anything that you can go and take and make easier. And I'd hook my pit up behind my van and pull it. And just take a couple things on the pit and a couple things in the back of that van, and I'm set. I got a whole campsite set up. So, cook site's ready to roll. I'm ready to cook, going and prep it up, and roll with it like that. So it works out really well. It works out really well. Well, we've got some other things going on, and you know, we do some tailgating. We do just a little catering for this and that, and I'm so thankful to be doing that also because, you know, it just helps. It sure does.
Oh, heck, yeah, it helps.
So have you cooked anything new? Have you tried any new flavors, any new sauces or anything? Have you tried anything new lately?
Well, I tell you what I have tried, and I am slow to change. I've had my hand on this product. I just never used it, but after meeting Junior Uraeus out of stunts class,
yep.
I talked to the man on the phone or whatever, you know, on your show or you know, just conversating on Facebook or whatever. But yeah, man, I'm gonna start working his rub into my program. It's you know, it's got a little kick to it, but you know, you're smoking your meats for hours, it's gonna chill that out. But that's a product I've had for a while, but I just never. I don't know. Junior's such a stand-up guy. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna roll with a product from this man right here. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Junior's got a good. He's got a good rub. He really does. I mean, I like his rub.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got a good flavor. It's got some kick to it. It's not extremely hot. It's got a little
right.
kick to it. And, you know, I took my rub with me when I went to Texas to give to them guys, and they said, your rub's hot. And, see, I personally didn't think my rub was as hot as theirs. So,
yeah.
You know, it's all in the taster. But, yeah, he's got a good rub. It works well on anything. And these guys are using it and winning all the time. I mean, I've used it and won several times, too. So, you know, a lot of times you stage different rubs anyhow, and you know, a finished rub, but his rubs overall is just a good roundabout, you know, for everything. It's a multi-purpose, all-purpose kind of rub. Really, it is. It works well on anything. And I keep a shaker in my kitchen spice cabinet, you know, my go-to right above my stove. I keep a shaker there. And one stays in my tote, ready to roll to compete, you know?
Yeah.
I can't say anything bad about it. I like the product. And Junior's a fine fella. We had a great time together. And, we had a big old time together. So,
yeah, you're right, man. That's a great product. A wow rub, I describe it. You know, you pop that thing open, give a sniff, and... You know, pinch a little bit and throw it on your tongue.
Well, if it tastes good, my philosophy, if it tastes good in your mouth, it's going to taste good on the meat. You know, you get some of these rubs that just don't even taste good. And I'm thinking to myself, how is it going to taste good on whatever you're turning in? If it don't even taste good in your mouth. Does that
yep.
make sense?
Yep. No, it's and shoot, if the concept taught you anything, it's got a pop. You know, and if it don't pop right out of the bottle, it ain't gonna you know it may work well with stuff, you know, but it ain't gonna grow flavor, that's for sure.
You're right. I tell you another sauce that I've had that I really like, and I don't know if you know Diagles, D-A-I-G-L-E-S.
Yep.
Have you tried any of that sauce?
That's I have not, but I'm familiar with it because of those Texas boys, man. I see in posts from them. You know, giving it shouts out, and you know, it, and it's starting to circulate, starting to get out there a little bit. And I haven't had my hands on it, but
well, it's not a bad sauce. I like it. He has several different flavors. And look up Ted on Facebook. He'll hook you up. Just tell him, you know, you want to try it. And it's good sauce. I mean, I've got several different ones. You've got a Dynamite Louisiana hot sauce. It's you know, so, and I'm a hot sauce freak. I love hot sauces. And I love flavor, you know, a good flavored hot sauce, you know, just not burn your mouth off, but, you know, good stuff. And he's got a good product. He has several different several different sauces, and it is just some good stuff. You just need to try it out. I used it on my chicken here a while back that won, and I used it on my ribs, you know, and it got a call, won, you know, and so I'm telling you, it's just it's good stuff. I like it. I might turn you on to a different, you know, a little different sauce and try it out. You know, I like everybody's stuff. I mean, some I like better than others, but I do really enjoy that. And I got a Cook Shack goodie box in the mail Friday, and I can't wait to get into it when we start using it. Got a few different flavored things, you know, brisket rub and a chicken rub and a chili mix rub and different sauces there again, you know, and I just love trying all this stuff and using it because different areas you need different sauces.
Yeah, finally gotten over is not trying to make all my crap from scratch.
Right.
And you know if I'm just, you know, fooling around cooking at the house, you know, I'm gonna throw whatever I got in the refrigerator if it's gonna work with the dish. But you know, for cops, you know, someone like the Daigle family and Junior, they're still in business for a reason. Is because that stuff is, you know, it's put together on a professional level. Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah,
good product.
Yeah, that's just
sure
just start with, I mean, it's like having a good fresh chicken. It's just like you start with a good ingredient. That's really gonna elevate that stuff.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, you just hit it right on the head. You start with good stuff, you cook with good stuff, it's going to be good. That's bottom line. That is the bottom line. You know, this, you know, you just got so many different things out there. You just got to stick with one of them that you really like and go with it. And that's the key to a good cook, is just utilizing what he has and make it work. And, you know, I always do my stuff differently. But I want to tell you, Blake Moody, if you'd have had any of my ribs, when I cut that first rib off my, getting ready for my box, this past cook, when I cut that rib, I said, that's going to be a first place rib right there. I was that confident in that rib. I thought, that is going to be the fire rib. And it was.
Yep.
It was dynamite.
Yes, sir.
I cooked spare ribs. I did good baby backs, and I beat every one of them boys. And them cooks were all good cooks there. I mean, there were grand champion teams there. Just about every one of us grand champion teams on the whole cook. And, these ribs turned out spot on. I was proud of those. And I'm not bragging. I was just being. I'm just being proud to say how good they were, because my oldest daughter, believe it or not, does not like barbecue.
Oh,
she never has any kind of barbecue, anything.
Okay.
She was in from college, and that past comp and Sunday, I had them in for supper. You know, they always like to come eat supper, and so of course Dad cooks his meal what they want, and I had a whole rack of baby backs that I'd also cooked, and I cut them up, and I got her just to try just a bite, And once you try to buy that rib, she ate a half a rack of ribs.
Oh.
And, yeah. And she likes it now. So she is, she likes it. So I was proud daddy to know my daughter likes ribs now. And, she goes to college, 35, 40 miles away, and the people that she babysits for, if he sees me on Facebook cooking ribs, if he's in, he works for the railroad, if he's in, he's driving 40 miles to get two racks of ribs.
Woo!
And, and he's telling her how crazy she is not to try her own daddy's ribs.
Yeah.
But as soon as she ate a rib, she texted them and told them that she's finally tried my ribs and she liked them. So that's a little short story, a true short story, just another drama session in old dad's life here.
Tales in Chadwick.
Mercy.
I bet. Hey, man, them women are tough nuts to crack, man,
I do.
My wife didn't like none of my cooking until I invited a bunch of friends over, and they're going goo goo ga-ga, eyes rolling back in their head. It's so good. And finally she'll come around a little bit,
I'm telling you. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Blake, it has been an honor to talk to you tonight, sir. I am going, my board is not, it just froze up again, and I don't know, it looks like I'm about out of time. But if there's anything else that you can think of that you would love to talk about tonight, I would love to hear it before we shut this bad boy down. This has been one rough show. I'm so thankful that you called in and I was able to get you queued in. And then we had Dan call in, and I had a room full of callers earlier, and I couldn't cue any of them in, and I don't blame them. They stay on and try, and of course, I don't know if it's because I had so many callers called in that it wouldn't accept them or not. I don't know. But I'm sure glad that you called in because we hadn't been talking. We hadn't talked in several weeks.
Man, it's been rough, Bubba. It ain't full of barbecue adventures. It's just part of that work thing.
I feel you. I do. I honestly understand what you're saying. But we just making it happen. We cooking, we working, we talking barbecue, and I do appreciate you calling in. Appreciate Dan calling in and all my other callers that I couldn't cue in. And all my listeners, appreciate all them every weekend, every week they call. People call in and listen in. We always have literally hundreds and hundreds of listeners all during the week. And I'm proud of that. I hate that my show just had so many obstacles this evening, but we did make it through it and made it through another 2 hours of barbecue talk. And, we're just going to keep the smoke rolling and keep our faith, and that's all we can do. We just got to keep it going and make it work, and it's all going to be good one of these days, I'm telling you. We just keep letting that smoke roll. We're going to be kicking the tires Saturday morning, that's for sure, at the university right here in McKenzie, Tennessee, Bethel University. And we're going to be feeding the masses, rain, shine, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter. We're going to be letting the smoke roll. That's a dedicated barbecue. Every cook I've cooked this year, with the exception of two, has rained. So we're used to the rain. So that's, let it rain. We just let it rain. I don't know what else to say. If it wants to rain, it's going to rain. Mercy.
Hey, man, well, shoot, you'll be feeding a bunch of hungry college kids that are used to eating freaking hot dogs and mac and cheese, man. They'll get a taste of that those sandwiches, boy.
I hope so. They put me in the paper saying that I would be there cooking for them, so So I've got to go and roll in and roll in big and just have a big time.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. So that's what we're going to do. And whatever you cook next, just have a good time and enjoy cooking it. That's all I can tell you. You know, we're just keeping it real.
Hell yeah, yeah. We'll be at we'll be in San Bernardino if y'all need us.
All right, bro.
George Q, baby. Back in the competition seat.
That's it. Yeah, Taurus Q on the trail, looking for that goal, looking for that call. Wish you the very best of luck, I'm telling you. And just have a big weekend.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will. It's a beautiful location.
I'm telling you, just enjoy yourself.
Well,
give everybody a shout-out before you leave. We have several hundred listeners in right now, so give them a shout-out. Let them know who you are. And I will finish the show up, and I do appreciate you calling, Blake. It's been an honor to talk to you again, and keep in touch, brother.
Yeah, man, honor's all mine. Any night on the Chris Shadwick Show is a good time, so you find me on Facebook if you want to get in touch with me. Tortoise Q is the name of the barbecue team. I've got a personal page, Blake Moody, but you want to meet us in person. Come out to the Fernandina Buff and Brisket Festival. We'll be kicking the tires, lighting the fires. Thanks for having us.
That's
on.
That's right. That's right, brother. We sure appreciate you calling in. And you kick them tires, and you light the fire, and you let the smoke roll and have a big old cook, and we wish you the very best of smoke. And like I did say before, and I'll say it again, I greatly appreciate you calling in, your friendship, being a barbecue pit master, a barbecue superstar right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. You are the Q crew. You are a part of us. And anytime you need us, just let us know. And so Tortoise Q, have a big Q and event next weekend. Them briskets wear them out, son, and just have a great time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, guys, this is Chris Chadwick for the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We have been letting the smoke roll, even though we had a little technical difficulty tonight. I do want to apologize for that. We've talked barbecue, and we've had Dan Udall from Kansas City Barbecue Chops Power Injector. He called in also right there live from American Royal. Wishing all those a big, big, big hell yeah, best of smoke to all of them. But, you know, like I say, we always going to kick the tires and we're going to light the fire. We're going to let the smoke roll and have a big, big weekend, guys. Y'all be safe going and coming back from all your competitions and be safe. And take care and have a great time. Remember, if you need me, I'm right here. Call me anytime. Send me a message. I'll be glad to put you on the show. We'd love to have you. And we're just going to keep on keeping on, brother. So y'all all have a great night. I do want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors real quick. Barbecue Superstars, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Junior's Rub for Grub. We're going to go with the Green Mountain Grill, greenmountaingrill.com, meatrate.com, grillgrate.com. Also, my newest sponsor, Cook Shack. We want to give Danny Kugel a big shout-out with his barbecue school, Pit Bulls Up and Smoke Barbecue School. Check that out online. Maverick Industries. I don't want to forget anybody. I'm thankful to have all my sponsors. And, guys, that's just the way it is. This is Chris Chadwick saying, hell yeah, we've had another show. We've done done justice to the barbecue community. We are 100% barbecue all the time. So, guys, I'm supporting you. Support me. I appreciate everything you do for me. I try to do it for you. If you need me, right here I am. We will sign out tonight. And I don't know if we can get a song, if we can go hog wild one more time. We sure are going to try. And, you know, that's just what it's all about. y'all have a great night. This is Chris Chadwick saying God bless. Good night. And we'll see you again, talk to you again next Wednesday night. Remember, tomorrow night, Smoking X, X Nation in the house, doing their show Thursday nights, Friday night. You got Daryl Mass from Friday Night Lights. Sunday night, coming back around, Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, all these guys, Lance and Daryl, they'll be live from the American Royal. So be sure to tune in, check them out, and just enjoy your week, rest your week, have a great weekend, and let the smoke roll. This is Chris Chadwick saying good night. God bless.